Yeah, that's Bucks Fizz going back just a few years, a few more than I care to remember, to be honest, and making your mind up. It's exactly 10:45 here in the UK. You're listening to East Point Radio. And at this time on a Monday, it's my pleasure to welcome folk to join us live on the programme. To talk about all sorts of events taking place across the East Anglian region. And today is no exception, because I'm hoping now joining us on the line as part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
is going to be Peter Bedwell from the Ipswich Transport Museum. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning. How are you?
Not so bad. Your good self?
Yes, thanks. Yeah.
Jolly good. Now, tell us a little bit about this fantastic venue that you've got there, the Ipswich Transport Museum on Cobham Road in Ipswich. Give us a little bit of the history of the museum itself.
Yeah, well, the museum was actually started 30-odd years ago under that name, and it's been situated in the old trolley bus depot at Cobham Road in Ipswich all the time. It's quite an appropriate venue because, as the name suggests, it was the east of Ipswich home for the trolley buses and later the diesel buses.
Now, you're talking about the trolley buses there. That was very much my time in Ipswich. I can remember the trolley buses thundering down Bishop's Hill into the town centre. Now, all of those trolley buses were made locally, weren't they?
Yes, Ransom, Simms and Jeffries. That was one of their many lines that they did. They did them for home market and export. We had 30-odd of them all together.
Now, the trolley buses, I have fond memories of those, because I'm showing my age now, because I can remember when they literally had sort of lattered seats, and, you know, the seats themselves were not that comfortable, but the trolley buses were wonderfully silent in those days.
Yes, they were. Yep, you talk about those slatted seats, Graham. The restored one of ours, which is currently running at Carlton Colville, has actually got the slatted seats on.
Oh, has it? Oh, yes. I've been there to the museum there at, as you mentioned, in Lowestoft. Oh, I'll have to have a look at that next time I'm down there.
Yep.
Now, the trolley buses, of course, they got superseded by the motor vehicles, of which, again, I can remember them, particularly going down Bishop's Hill, which is where I was living at that particular time. And yeah. They used to terminate in what was affectionately known as the Electric House, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And a lot of those trolley buses and motor buses, I can remember, you know, going down into the town centre and to literally the Electric House area, which was the sort of main terminus for the buses. Is that still the case?
It is to a point, yes. There are one or two that run straight through, but it's basically the terminus, although it's changed drastically from what you can remember.
Yes, I expect it has.
You're probably going back to the days when it was there was a car park there, aren't you, Graham?
Yes, that's you're quite right there. Yes, I can remember that, and the Electric House, and the days when Lloyd's Avenue had buses running down into the near the town hall, wasn't it?
Yep, down to the town hall for going to Bournebridge and the station and Chantry.
Yep, that's right. I can remember it well. Now, I know that you've got a very special event coming up, Peter, called the Christmas Cracker. Tell us about it.
Yes, we have. It's on December the 3rd, and the museum is open from 11 till 4. It's a family festive-themed event. The museum will be awash with Christmas lights and music and entertainment. We've also got a Santa's Grotto, and obviously all the usual facilities that we offer, including the tea room and the gift shop. In addition to which, there will be a number of bus rides available.
Oh, that sounds good. Now, whenever you can have a bus ride from the Ipswich Transport Museum, I can remember attending a number of events there, and it really is great to go out on a nostalgic vehicle, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Now, the actual buses themselves, it must be quite a headache these days, I'd imagine, to maintain them, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly can be. I mean, we've had one or two running days where we've had vehicles that were scheduled to be on service, probably made one or two trips, and that was it. And there was frantic efforts all day trying to get them back into operation again.
Yeah, I can imagine that. You've also got some eastern counties in days gone by, and I know you've got a number of their vehicles there as well, haven't you?
We have, yes. We've got one of their double-deckers in the display area at the moment. Most of the others are currently in storage facility, but there is that one is there, and there's also the very, very popular, shall we say, Dennis Ace, which is a bus from about the late 1930s, which has only recently been restored and put on the road again.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds good. I'll look forward to seeing that one then. Is that going to be running as part of the open day on Sunday, December the 3rd?
It's a possibility at this stage.
Yeah, good.
You know what things are like? Things change very, very suddenly in events like this.
Yes, certainly. You know, yeah,
we sometimes have to substitute one for another for various reasons, but I'm sort of hopeful that it'll be out.
Oh, that sounds good then. That sounds good. Now, the Ipswich Transport Museum, as I say, at Cobham Road in Ipswich, I've been there many times and thoroughly enjoyed looking round all the vehicles, and it really brings the memories back. But as well as having lots and lots of, can I say, the buses from the area and Eastern Counties, Ipswich Corporation, things like that, you also have lots of other exhibits, don't you? Like even lawnmowers that were made locally.
Yes, we've got quite a display of Ransom's lawnmowers. We've also got a display of Reeval's machines. There's quite an area devoted to Ransom and Rapier. And we also have the some of the Ipswich Borough Council's horse-drawn carriages on display.
My word, now you are going back, and I certainly can't remember those, Peter, I'll be honest.
No, I can't. I might be getting on a bit, but I certainly can't remember them.
No, well, I know what it's like sometimes. It's great to come and see all these exhibits and to read the history of them and how they were so much part of the area. Now, I'm going to ask you again in a few moments about the Christmas cracker and so you can give out all the information. But how can people find out more about the Ipswich Transport Museum?
Well, we have a website, yep, which is www.ipswichtransportmuseum.co.uk.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. People can find out all about the events that you are staging by taking a look at that website, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. We actually finish our Sunday open days at the end of November. So after that, it's just this Christmas cracker, and then we go on to what we call our winter rest period, where we're working rather than displaying, and that goes on till March next year.
I like that you say it's a rest period, because I know behind the scenes that everybody will be frantically making sure that all the vehicles are tip-top and looking forward to the next season in 2024.
Yep. Yes, and swinging them around a bit, so we've got something different on show.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, and as I say, I must admit, I love coming down to the museum. And you mentioned there that the museum is open every Sunday from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. during November, and we have to say that. And so people can find out all about a nostalgic trip into Ipswich's past transport and engineering history.
That's correct, yeah.
Now, let's look at this Christmas cracker once again, because as we are going towards Christmas very, very quickly, it seems to come round quicker every year. The Christmas
doesn't
cracker... It does, doesn't it?
You know what that's a sign of, don't you, Graham?
Yes, I know. Yeah. But I know what it's like. But the Christmas cracker themed open day, tell us when it is and the times.
Yep, it's December the 3rd. the usual times from 11 till 4. The special entry fee, special event entry fees are applicable to that one. That is an adult £11. The concession or student is £9.50. Children over 5 are £6. And if you can also get a family ticket for £28 for that event.
Hey, it sounds excellent value in this day and age, Peter. The event is going to be awash with Christmas lights, as you were saying earlier, and also decorations. And of course,
we've got all that. We've got a couple of organs, a barrel organ and a miniature showman's organ.
Wonderful.
Providing some music for the background.
Brilliant, yeah.
And as I said before, we've also got an excellent tea room and a gift shop.
And, of course, we mustn't forget that Santa is going to be in attendance.
That's correct. That's right, yep. Now, for the children to visit Santa, there is an additional charge of £1, which gives them a small gift as well.
It sounds absolutely wonderful, Peter, and I'm sure you'll have lots and lots of folks coming along to soak up the Christmas atmosphere at literally your Christmas cracker event at the Ipswich Transport Museum on Cobham Road. And that is on Sunday, December the 3rd, from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
That's right.
Thanks, Peter. Thank you very much for talking to us here on East Point Radio today. Really appreciated. And I wish you all the very best and all your team there at Ipswich Transport Museum. You do a wonderful job in keeping those memories alive and also providing so much information for the youngsters of today.
Yep. Talk about that, Graham. Just a quick one. We also host a lot of school visits.
Oh, you do? Do you?
Yep.
Oh well, that's good. And are these from schools predominantly? I take it in the Ipswich area, are they?
Basically, yes. But if anybody wants to organise a school trip, if they like to ring into our office,
yeah, can you give that number?
Yep, it's Ipswich 715666. The office is manned Tuesday till Thursday, but there is an answer phone line active 24 hours a day.
That sounds great. So people can find out how they can arrange a school visit to the Ipswich Transport Museum.
Yes, and any other organisation, of course, that would like to do a group visit for at all.
That sounds good, Peter. You've done a wonderful job of advertising the Ipswich Transport Museum there.
Thank you very much for that, Graham. That's a nice comment.
Thank you very much, Peter. And as I say, thank you for joining us live here on East Point Radio on this November the 20th, 2023.
Yep. As it may be, Graham, all the best to all of you there as well and your family.
Thank you very much, Peter, and the same to you and yours. There we've been talking to Peter Bedwell from the Ipswich Transport Museum on Cobham Road in Ipswich, and I can certainly recommend a visit there. I've been there many times and look forward to being there many more times. And we heard that as part of our feature,
Anglia
in Focus,
here on East Point Radio. Hey, it's great to have the pleasure of your company on a Monday morning. Coming up very soon, it's going to be our Elevenses. Oh.